This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on conducting simultaneous elections under the One Nation, One Election by urging youth to have elaborate discussions on it. He said multiple elections hinder the pace and speed of the work done for the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the annual National Cadet Corps NCC rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's rally was Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister lauded the contributions of youth in the development of the nation. Mr. Modi said the nation's youth are a force for global good. The Prime Minister stressed on working towards achieving the goals set for becoming a developed nation. Mentioning the ongoing Mahakumbh in his speech, the Prime Minister said the unity of the country is visible in the Mahakumbh, and the Mahakumbh is a Mahakumbh of unity. Lauding the contributions of NCC cadets, the Prime Minister said the NCC has constantly inspired the youth towards nation building.
2014 में एनसीसी कैडेट्स की संख्या करीब 14 लाख थी, आज ये संख्या 20 लाख तक पहुंच गई है। ये गर्व की बात है कि इसमें 8 लाख से ज्यादा गर्ल क्रेडिट है। आज हमारे एनसीसी कैडेट्स डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट में अहम भूमिका निभा रहे हैं। स्पोर्ट्स की दुनिया में भी एनसीसी कैडेट अपना परचम लहरा रहे हैं। मुझे गर्व है कि एनसीसी दुनिया का लार्जेस्ट यूनिफॉर्म यूथ ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है।
On this occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth, Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan and other senior officers were present. Uttarakhand has become the first state in the country to fully implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules across personal laws relating to marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, excluding the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion or gender. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the full adoption of the Uniform Civil Code in the state today with the inauguration of the UCC portal. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Experts and people are expecting that this time the government will focus on growth, job creation and fiscal prudence by emphasizing on building robust infrastructure in the country. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akash News is bringing the expectations of experts and people from the Union Budget. Talking to Akashvani News, former principal scientist of the Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, Dr. J.P.S. Dabas, shared that the government should support farmers in a holistic way so that they can produce good crops. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat launched Waves Bazaar Wa Ustad Challenge and Waves Awards in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnav said India is gaining a lot of importance in the World Forum for its heritage, rich culture and storytelling. He hoped that India will soon become a capital of creative economy. Speaking on the occasion, Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat emphasized that India is a land of storytellers and the initiatives launched today are set to amplify the nation's soft power on the global stage. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said the Waves Bazaar is a transformative initiative which will bring together buyers and sellers of media-related content. Calcutta High Court has reserved its order today on the appeal of West Bengal government on the death sentence of the RG Kaur Medical College case convict Sanjay Rai. The case was heard by a division bench of Justices Dibanshu Basak and Mohammed Sabar Rashidi. The state government appealed to the court demanding death sentence. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and the mystical Saraswati at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several saints and seers also performed the bathing ritual along with the Home Minister. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip at the Mahakumbh this afternoon. India's first bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been named the winner of the ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year Award for these exceptional performances in 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.